from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Good morning, happy Tuesday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Ursula. How you feeling?
I am feeling great. The more important question is, how are you feeling?
We're in
the third hour right now. Are you more tired than normal?
No. I'm actually wondering if this should be a new thing. No, there's no way I can do this. But for the sake of the show, I wanted to do this from the bed just to say that I did, just for myself. I mean, I don't need to be in the bed. And I actually could be standing next to you talking, but that wouldn't be good.
No, you would be sent home right away and we would all be quarantined.
But no, it's good. The weather's beautiful out there. It's my birthday week. You know what I mean? This weekend, your boy's birthday.
Is it a big birthday, a round number birthday? It sure is.
It's the number Michael Jordan was when he came back in 1995. You know what that number, jersey number, was? Look it up on Google. Then you can find out how old I will turn this Sunday.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Are we ready?
Yes, get to it. Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Johnny Tsunami.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
Okay, I actually have to respond to what you just said there, G, because you brought up an interesting topic there. You said it is your birthday week. I was under the impression that you could have a birthday, but not a birthday week. Ursula, would you agree with me?
No, a birthday week is better than a birthday month, which some people do.
No, they don't.
No, they really do. One of my good friends does a whole birthday month.
Why not a birthday year? A decade.
Hey, Chef. Quit hating, bruh.
I know. In my opinion, whatever you want to do, whatever makes you happy, do it. It's all good.
All right. I guess I'm the old fuddy-duddy here. Okay. So this from the pages of the Wall Street Journal. We have been talking so much recently about housing affordability and the impossibility for so many people of actually getting into a home that they can afford. Well, here's the headline. Need a loan for a mortgage? Good luck. Here's the deal. Mortgages are going almost exclusively to borrowers with pristine credit histories and sizable down payments. There are very few lenders willing to give money to borrowers with credit scores anything less than stellar. So even borrowers who would have qualified for a loan early last year are now simply out of luck, deemed too much of a credit risk. Gee, should we just get rid of using credit scores, period?
Yes, please. Yes, we should. Credit scores, and that didn't become a real big deal until the 70s and 80s. The United States of America is the only country that really goes off of the whole credit score system. Yes, get rid of it. Here's something that I've learned. As someone who used to have bad credit all the time, and by the way, you want to know why my credit was bad? Because I didn't have money. That's why my credit was bad. Why couldn't I pay bills? Because I couldn't pay the money. It's weird, right? Once I was able to make money, it was easier to pay my bills. But here's one thing I learned in the past. When my credit was bad, I paid higher premiums for insurance. I paid higher interest rate for cars. Now my credit is better and I make more money, I pay lower. So let me get this straight. People with lower credit have to pay more than people with better credit? It is such an upside down system.
Okay. Now, at the risk of sounding, I don't want to sound tone deaf or anything, but I don't think you should get rid. I think you need to reform the whole system of credit scores and what's looked at. But I'm on the other side. If I've had great credit, I've worked to have great credit. I've worked, you know, and I'm not saying that you didn't work hard, but I'm saying that I started off with zero money. I had a big debt in a student loan. Yes, it was a long time ago, but I chipped away at it. I resisted buying things that I couldn't afford. I, you know, worked hard on paying my bills on time. There were times when I couldn't. And because of that, I have a good credit score. And because of having a good credit score, I don't know that it's allowed me to do a ton of things, but I know that it gives you discounts on certain things. So, and it has allowed me to borrow. Also with not having to pay, I think it's outrageous. I'm not there for loan sharks. I don't agree with that. What do you call those payday loans?
Yeah,
I think that's horrible. But I think credit scores is one part of the picture when it comes to, I mean, if you're going to be asking for a big loan.
Let me ask this to you, Chef, and everybody listening. Are you guys okay with someone having lower credit paying 12 to 15% interest rate on a car?
No.
While someone with good credit pays 0 to 2.99 interest rate on a loan. Like, that is...
See, I'm okay with 0 to 2.99. I'm just not okay with 15%. Can't you make, you know, hand over fist and have it maybe a few percentage points more? I mean, there is a risk to... I mean, you're looking at the one part of it, and I'm also, and I am too, but I'm also looking at the other part. If I'm the lender or the car business or whatever it is, I'm also taking a risk. If you don't put more skin in the game, so to speak. But I don't want to use it. I know how it can be used to hurt certain populations. Jesse Jones did that whole thing about credit scores.
Sure.
And obviously it needs reform. Don't come at me. I'm just saying there's another part of it.
Let me.
That should be our theme. Don't come at me.
Hey, I just want to just say this one last part, right?
Yes.
And here's what I've learned. Like, people say, well, people need to work harder. They need to make the right decisions.
I did not say that.
No. Not you.
Yeah.
I'm saying I worked harder 10 years ago. I'm talking about way harder than I do today. And I'm bringing that point up to say I've seen it. I've seen that the more you start to climb up, the easier things get, things that you're being offered. I can't tell you guys, I truly can't tell you guys how many times I've been around professional athletes and go out to dinner and it's comped and it's free. Mm. Oh, come here and eat free. I can't tell you how many times I see them get free clothes. And it's almost as if the more money you have, the easier it is and the more things that are free.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. So for me to see it, like, I've seen both ends. I've seen from my end where it's like, yo, I'm just struggling. I just need to pay my light bill, to, man, wow, get this free, this free, this free. Hey, here you go, here you go, here you go. And it's like, again, what I'm saying is the more money you have, the more money you can get.
I want to bring up just two quick points here that might be a middle ground between you two and a reason for everyone to care about credit scores, even if yours is excellent. One, the system, GM, I'm going to fact check you on this. FICO was not instituted until 1989. So when it comes to lenders and risk, how could they possibly have lent anyone money before that time? I would be okay, you know, 5, 8, 10% interest. I'd be okay paying that interest if my credit score did not factor in, which, by the way, is decent now. The second point I would make is everyone is at risk of identity theft now more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of the 530 million people whose information was leaked by Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg's phone number got out there from that leak.
There have been so many
hacks.
Yes. This has happened, and you're absolutely right. I mean, I could turn around on this, you know. I mean, this is how I'm feeling today. Gee, you know, the more I kind of really, you know, hack
I love you for that.
My mind is open, but this is, I'm expressing how I feel about it today. But I got to just share the story. I mean, Long Live Mark has impeccable credit.
Of course.
And the other day.
Of course he does.
But I'm just going to tell you, the other day, because of a dang hack.
Uh-huh.
Not the other day. Okay, let's say like 3 months ago, we were going to buy a couch from Macy's. And they had said, you know, if you do it on credit, you can, you know, blah, 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 and you can do it this way. And he got rejected because of a hack.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, you can You can do everything right in our credit score system and still have your credit ruined. And my last question for both of you is, did either of you vote for this system?
No.
No. No, wait, hold on. But Whoa. Ursula, you've taught me one thing about you, Ursula. You always dig. You always dig and get to the bottom of things.
Yes.
Hold up. Chef, you said the FICO score was not implemented until 1989.
Correct.
So here's my question. What and how did they determine interest rates for people before that 1989? How did they make the determination?
I believe it was size of the loan and your income and what the federal interest rate was, and or any restrictions put in place legally.
Well, I think it was. I think it was like, you know, your debt load, your credit history, not credit history. Your So how much credit you have, how much you're buying, how much your income is, et cetera, et cetera.
Can I ask
your
this?
Your job history.
Can I ask this?
Yeah.
How important was your race, white, black, or other? How important was that?
I'm guessing that played a role, too. And that's not cool.
We're learning there's no perfect system, but we can all work together towards a better tomorrow. Yes, that's what we do here on the G and Ursula Show. Okay.
Today has been one of those days.
It's one of those days. Ursula, you're right.
You hit a button, and it's like, oh, wait, there's more to that.
By the way, we're already 18 minutes in. And we've only gotten through one. Yep. This is a weird show.
Okay, keep going.
All right. So in case you missed G's personal news earlier in the show, G did test positive for COVID-19. And, of course, he is still with us, working from home, in bed. Ursula, because so many people are working from home, what is the point of calling in sick if you can't get your coworker sick? Here's my question. Should you call in sick to work? Even if you can still work from home.
Yes, you should. And in fact, I told G yesterday that he should call our boss and say he wasn't going to work. I didn't want this to become like, and so far it hasn't. But you know, Chris Cuomo worked, you know, for his 2 weeks of being super sick. And I think because you got the vaccine, your symptoms are, you know, not much more than a bad cold. But I still think that you should be able to. You absolutely earn sick days. And whether it's, I mean, you shouldn't have to be worried about your performance for 3 hours on the show.
One thing about you, Ursula, let me share this. Ursula's almost basically mad at me for working today.
Yes.
I just want to get that out there. Yeah. Like I can't tell you how many times. Gee, have you talked to the bosses? And by the way, you guys know I never give my bosses compliments. Never. And they don't deserve it.
Oh,
but on
it.
This, hold on. On this right here, they do deserve it. I have checked in with the one, I'll say his name, Brian. I've checked in with him. He has been hitting me up like, gee, are you sure you don't want to take off? You sure you don't want to take off? So he has been great. Other than that, Brian, if you're listening, you're not great any other time, but right now you're great.
That's not what you've told me, by the way. That is, yeah. See, and this is your COVID brain speaking, and this is why I worry about you. Okay? Because you know what happens with COVID? No, this is not a joke.
Ursula.
This is not a joke. You know what happens with COVID? What I've been told is you have zero filter. It does affect. I said this is not to be funny, but when you are sick with coronavirus, everyone I've talked to who has had it has said I have zero filter. In some cases, people were diagnosed with a new mental health issue. I'm not joking, anxiety or depression, or something else. It can alter things, and so it is a bit of a risk too. And so Brian asked. Are you sure? I asked, are you sure? And you should be able to call in sick.
I just don't think most people will. Like, most people don't have that boss that's like, sure, go ahead. I know you're not feeling great, but you're home. What's the big deal? Give it a shot if you can, though.
But what am I going to do? Oh, you know what I would do if I took
rest.
Off work today?
Shut your eyes, put your phone away, and actually sleep.
The sun is shining. There's no way I can sleep during the day. That's number one. Number two, the only thing that I would do, I'll share it. If I took off, I would be listening
scrolling,
to the show.
Scrolling.
I'd be scrolling, listen to the show, responding to the text messages. And then somebody will text in and say, I don't agree with G, even though I'm not even on the show.
I know you would, too. That's the thing. Keeping it a buck. All right. Apparently, because of all the takeout food that Americans are ordering, there is another pandemic-related shortage, and that is ketchup packets. The Wall Street Journal reports that many restaurant managers are actually pouring generic ketchup into the little solo cups to go so that people have something with their French fries. First, is generic ketchup acceptable? Second, if you get to choose one condiment, what is it?
Yes, generic ketchup is acceptable. And the condiment that I would choose if I could only have one the rest of my life would be ketchup. And please don't be disrespectful to ketchup. Ketchup has been there for me in hard times. You understand me? Hard time. Ketchup has been faithful. You want to know something about ketchup? Ketchup don't expire, baby. Ketchup could be in your refrigerator for 10 years, and it's still good. It's loyal, baby. It can stay in the fridge. It can stay outside of the fridge. Ketchup never do you wrong.
Okay, so I am going to strongly disagree. First of all, the only thing I'm going to agree with is that it's okay to use generic because I don't taste the difference, whether it's generic, Heinz, whatever else, Fred Meyer ketchup, whatever it is, it all tastes the same, and I hate ketchup. But if I'm going to go with the one condiment, it has to be mayonnaise.
Yes.
Wait.
I have thrown away, not thrown away, or I've given away food because there is a drop of ketchup in it. But if it doesn't have mayonnaise, I am disappointed.
Wait. I just want to make sure I'm hearing this right.
If I'm on an island and I have only one condiment, it's going to be mayonnaise. You can add things to mayonnaise to make it all kinds of different dips.
Ketchup is ketchup. I didn't even know you guys exist. I did not think it was real. Wait. I want to make sure I get this straight. You mean to tell me that you and Chef, if there was one condiment that you can have left, you would pick mayonnaise?
Yeah,
1,000%.
You know what mayonnaise is made of? It's all good stuff.
Mayonnaise?
Oil and egg yolks.
You know what? Vinegar. Maybe this entire time I had no idea who I was doing the show with, and maybe I need to find out from our listeners. If you are someone that would pick mayonnaise as the last condiment to keep, text us 98973. I didn't even know this was possible. Like, I thought somebody said, you just eat mayonnaise. Like, you guys like mayonnaise like that?
Do you like ranch? Do you like blue cheese, Caesar dressing, tartar sauce, aioli?
Mayonnaise. Those are all...
All mayonnaise.
Have you tried any of Chef's dips that he makes?
Would you just dip fries in mayonnaise?
Oh, that's what they do in Germany.
Aioli, 100%.
Yes, exactly. Garlic, aioli.
Yo.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what to say. I didn't even know it was possible that people could just say mayonnaise. And people are texting in agreeing. Mayo is a must. What is wrong with this show today? Maybe it is me. Maybe it's doing a show from bed that's got me all messed up. Because right now, this could be a dream. I'm going crazy right now. There's cameras everywhere. Oh, you guys are listening to the Gene Ursula Show.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Gene Ursula Show, Cruise Line Edition. Well, you just heard it in Heather's newscast that the CDC is now encouraging all future cruise passengers and crew to get the COVID vaccine before setting sail. But some cruise lines, including Norwegian, will actually make that a requirement. And we were sending that story back and forth. I think that's a great idea. I'm totally okay. I will be fully vaccinated. I'm actually booked on a cruise for next year. So we booked it as far out because so far, not really. The cruising industry hasn't set sail yet, so to speak, right? Because so many people were stuck and so many people got sick when the pandemic first started. And in fact, I mean, I just remember being on the cruise ship and learning about, you know, the first cases and just watching the limited amount of TV that you can get in your cabin. But strangely enough, it's almost like childbirth. You forget about some of those things. And I'm ready to get back on a boat.
Ursula?
Yes.
One thing about the Gene Ursula Show is you have no idea where it's going. I had no idea about the ketchup and mayo and you guys love mayonnaise. But I had no idea that you were going to bring and relate childbirth to cruise.
Well, the point being that your mind goes to the things that you love so much. Obviously, I love our boys so much that I forget that, you know, with even with the second child, my life was on the line, because I had a medical emergency before giving birth to him. But you don't remember that part. You remember the part about, you don't remember all the sleepless nights. You don't remember, you know, you remember the great things. So, you know, the fact that, because I think there are people who think I'm crazy that I've already booked a cruise, but I remember all the great things that I love about it. And I look forward to getting back to that again. So we booked one, even though it's still not clear when, you know, everything is going to be, quote unquote, back to normal.
I've never been on a cruise before. So just so you know, Ursula, from what I hear, people talking about cruises, there's the Ursulas of the world. Like every time I talk to you about a cruise, you make the cruise sound great.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I talk to someone else about the cruise, they always got something to tell me on the other side of your great. What am I missing?
So if you are someone who loves to travel and you want to see a bunch of different places, but you know that you can't go like island hopping, let's say, or if you want to go to the Caribbean, you can't go to all these different places unless you spend a bunch of money, you know, taking flights to all these different places. You get a chance to taste some of these different destinations and then decide whether you want to go there, you know, for a longer time in the future. But everything that I love is all there. You get great food, probably, yes, too much of it. So there's just an inordinate amount of food available to you at all times. Mm-hmm. There is great entertainment. I love shows. There is a casino on board. There's sunshine, generally where I go. Although I loved going to Alaska. And what's fantastic is you can take a cruise ship right out of Seattle. So you don't have to deal with that flight. You know, so that is a savings. You can find good deals on cruise ships. And your food is included. Your entertainment is included.
Is this sponsored?
No.
Just kidding.
I haven't. No.
You're convincing me.
No, it is. But there are people like my brother-in-law, because I've always wanted to do like a family reunion on a cruise. And my brother-in-law, there are other people in my family who say, nope, I couldn't do it. I get seasick. I don't like to be cramped in a room. The reality is you're barely in your cabin. The cabins are very efficient, unless there's COVID outbreak, by the way.
Efficient? Does that mean tiny?
Can you?
No, but everything that you need is there. Anyone who, people who've gone on a cruise know what I'm talking about. It's tiny, but it's comfortable. It's fine. And you've got the use of the rest of the boat. Why do you stay in your cabin?
Okay, two things I want you to answer for me. One, can you explain this? I hear about a captain's dinner. That's one.
Yes.
And two, how much room do I get inside of, like, the bedroom or the cabin or whatever? Because I heard I can't even get a left butt cheek inside of the same place. What's going on?
Well, I have traveled even on the worst type of room, which would be the very bottom of the boat with no window. Mm-hmm. And that was fine, too.
Like, wait, no window?
Yes.
Yeah, oh,
so,
Lord,
because I was cheap.
Imagine.
Yeah, so I didn't want to spend a lot of money.
Oh, did Mark book that one? My fault, Mark. My bad, Mark. I'm just asking.
No,
long live Mark.
Bottom of the ship, not by the bathroom.
No. But and by the way, I there was a 20-year gap where we couldn't, you know, we were raising kids. We didn't go on a cruise. And then lately we've gone on several. But the thing with the room is, like I said, it's efficient. The bathroom is tiny, but it's not like a airline tiny. It's not like a jet tiny. It's bigger than that. You can actually take a shower. And the room, they have comfy beds. I would recommend getting a one with a window because it's nice to be able to look out. But, you know, again, it depends on what you want. But for me, it's like everything that I love in a vacation in one spot. Takes care of it all.
Yeah, but there's one thing about you, Ursula. You know how to tell the truth so much. The one thing, okay, something about the room ain't adding up. Like this whole room experience, like do you have to pay for bigger packages?
Okay, so you asked what's the captain's dinner. So there's a couple of things. I mean, so you can get invited to what they call a captain's dinner. It's if you were a regular passenger. It's the captain shows up, but you're dining with other people who are also regular cruisers. It's not a big deal unless you really get like at the captain's table. Then that means you're spending lots of money, and that's never going to happen for me. But otherwise, if the room itself, again, you're not going to spend time in there.
How you know what I want to do on vacation?
Why would I spend? I'm telling you, because I've done it several times. Why would you spend time in a tiny room when you can be out on the deck enjoying the sunshine, hearing tropical music, being out in the pool? You know, why would you do that? Why would you be in the room?
Is it like Vegas? Meaning, is there always somebody up, down, and about?
Yes,
all night.
There's an element of Vegas on the cruise ship.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. I like that. You just kind
of
go
lots
in there,
of blinking
rest up.
Lights. Yes.
Okay. I just like the concept of a cruise because you don't have to make choices. It's not like, where are we going to eat tonight? Oh, it's all there.
You know what, Chef?
No
There's
arguing.
A lot to be said to that. I mean, how often do we spend our weekends and our vacations of, okay, so where are we going
to
eat?
That's exactly right.
Who wants to go here? Who wants to go there?
At whatever time you want. Okay, and then how about, you know, I want to go watch a show. Well, I want to play a trivia game. Well, we can do both.
Are there different? There's different themes of cruises you can go
absolutely.
On too.
Absolutely, yeah, I haven't done one of those.
I want to go on the theme cruises, Ursula.
That's another conversation.
Okay, let me stop now before I get myself in trouble. Coming up next, your texts, your feedback, and then Ursula's words to live by. You guys are listening to the G and Ursula Show. It's the G and Ursula Show. Man, Ursula, this has been a good show down the stretch. It's been so fun. Had no idea the direction of the show, but we've just been doing our thing. And you tend to blame it on me. You're blaming it on my COVID. You said you tend to kind of tell the truth a little bit more. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Or not have a filter?
Yes, exactly. And I think today was exactly an example of that.
but today wasn't an easy
show. We survived it. No.
It wasn't an easy show. How about that?
Mm-mm.
That's because the topics that we discuss, Ursula, we don't, how can I say this?
We don't sugarcoat.
We don't sugarcoat it. You know what? I think that it's easier to do a show when you have an agenda than to do a show when you don't. To actually be on the show and be vulnerable enough to say, you know, maybe I'm wrong here, or you know what,
maybe I
learned that,
learn.
Or I didn't know that. Anyways, let's get to it.
And speaking of that, before we get to some texts, we do need to address something, and it is an example of something that we need to do better on and learn. And this was coming out of a discussion that we had in the 10 o'clock segment regarding the new CEO of our regional homeless authority. 253 says, G and Ursula, are you trying to be insulting? The new King County Regional Homeless Authority CEO Mark Doans uses they, them pronouns, and you both referred to them as he, him. Not cool. Y'all are better than that. And you're right.
You're right.
We made a mistake, and he has made a point of saying, they have made a point. See how easy it is? They've made a point of saying that they don't want to be referred to in a he or him or she or her. So we are going to honor that.
I want to say this going forward. I need to get better with it too, because I'm not used to this. Right, this is kind of a new thing that has been happening, and so I myself, Ursula, I'm calling myself out. I need to get better when it comes to the pronouns and make sure I'm respectful of other people.
Well, and I need to have a better understanding of you know, why this is, and then also get over the idea of, you know, just grammatically it's not correct. So my natural thing is to say, you know, if we're talking about one person, it's not a they, them, but this, again, is part of the education. Okay, when it comes to G getting COVID, 253 says, G, your story doesn't scare me from getting the vaccine. It shocks me back to reality so that I have to keep taking precautions. I was really tempted to try and get a group of 10 together for an outdoor birthday party, and now I think we will do virtual game night.
On cruises, 360 says, you only stay in the cabin to pass out and sleep off all the overeating.
This is true. Should you call in sick working from home? 360 says, Ursula, as a fellow insomniac, I am so disappointed in you. Did you seriously tell G to just shut your eyes and go to sleep? How well does that advice work for you? Here's the thing I know, though. G is not an insomniac.
Very true. Very true. What is a classy program? 425 says, agree with G 100. White supremacy and racism bleeds into sports just like every part of our society. I am a high school coach, and it's only when I'm coaching players of color that I get complaints from other teams about my kids' celebrations, aggressive plays, the same ones that white players make, sportsmanship, and yes, even their music. Sportsmanship is drenched in white civility. It's definitely worth thinking about what we consider classy or good.
And, you know, that was informative for me. It was educational for me to even have that discussion. Credit scores. 206 says, quick old school info about pre-FICO credit. People and businesses would actually call to confirm income, payment histories, etc. It was a very labor-intensive process.
425 says, credit is such a scam. I make great money and have never been able to dig myself out of bad credit.
And then when it comes to ketchup or mayo, oh my goodness, tons of people weighing in. 425 says, mayo is from the devil. Mayo is disgusting. And then 360 says, tomato syrup is the worst. Down with ketchup. 253 says, I would only pick ketchup if I had COVID and I was trying to get my taste buds working.
All right, Ursula, you got a mic drop text of the day?
Yes, and this is on the topic of classy programs. 425 says, generally speaking, I think the G and Ursula show is a classy program, except for agree to disagree. Sometimes you guys walk a little too close to the line. Ursula's mom knows what I'm talking about. You sure do talk a lot about intimacy.
Fair. I agree with that. Let's get to Ursula's Words to Live By, brought to you by Pro Club.
And it was just because of a recent text that you guys showed me that I want to say this. Life is too short to focus on the things you hate. I invite you to focus on what you love. I hope you have an amazing day.
Do you want to say something to G? What would you say to him if you saw him right now?
I love you, G. I hope you get better soon. Love, Matthew.
Whoa! My goodness. Hey.
Love that kid.
Hey, Chef, can you tell Matthew that I'm going to be sending him something today for that message? Thank you, Matthew. Love you, bro. I'm sending you something. Make sure your daddy and mommy gets it to you. Hey, we'll do this again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Appreciate you guys for listening. Love you for that. Be good.